Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative Fort Myers, Florida, and Ben Coleman, president of Aerospace Management System Institute in Lakeland, Florida, on special assignment reporting from Iraq.
I have Ben Coleman in a hardened aircraft shelter in Talil, Iraq. We are here at Sun and Fun 2010. Ben, how's the weather?
Well, it's absolutely sunny and dusty here, and as a matter of fact, I moved from Talil. I'm currently near Kirkuk as I speak to you.
Excellent. The weather here is puffy with a wee bit of wind. In fact, it's been one of the most wind-blown Sun and Funs I've been at in recent years. However, you may hear in the background the roar of the Thunderbirds finishing up their routine. So the good news is that people are getting sunburns. The bad news is if you stand under the wrong cloud, you will get wet this afternoon.
Well, trust me, the intensity of the wind there is only matched over here by the dust storms and clouds. We have brownouts quite often, and it's good to know that the folks here really do appreciate what goes on in the States and the degree of aviation that the enthusiasts have to participate in, because there's nothing like that that even comes here over here in the Middle East at this time.
They don't have air shows over there.
Actually, we have an air show today. And it's filled with fireworks, and typically we're still having a lot of ground fire and ground activity that's not really put out that often on the media. But nonetheless, we're here still trying to get our people safely in and out of the country. And that's our role here at the Department of State, is diplomatic security.
Excellent, excellent. You do a fine job of it from what we can see on this side of the pond. Tell me, this is the first time in a long time you haven't been over here for this air show. What do you miss the most?
Actually, it's the people, Amy. The air show is wonderful, and all the aircraft around there, it just simulates the eye candy for an aviator. But it's the camaraderie and the people, the folks that are there for absolutely one reason, and that's the love of aviation and aerospace. And that one common thread kind of makes it a family. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
I certainly do know what you're talking about, Ben. Our hearts and minds are with all of you that are over there, and I must tell you that it is still one of the most moving moments at the beginning of the air show when they sing the Star Spangled Banner, and we have the skydivers come out with that giant American flag and float down. It is still, to me, the moment when I absolutely remember all of you all over there basically putting it on the line for us. And we wanted to make sure here at Sun and Fun 2010 that you all knew how much we were remembering what you guys are doing right now in that little dust bowl you're in.
Well, and then trust me, on behalf of the company and all the folks here that are flying these missions, we're the flag every day in our flight suits. And regardless of the state of the union, and everyone has their opinions and their politics that's going, but all that aside, it's one of the best nations in the world. We enjoy so many freedoms that people just take for granted. And if they could walk a mile in my shoes, I think they'd change their hearts a little bit, because we're the best nation in the world. Let's pull together and keep it together and not lose the cool, and get back to where we all feel real comfortable to send those dollars in. And Amy, I just want to add this. Back when I was with the FAA, I don't know if you remember many of my presentations, but I would always start out with asking the folks who pay taxes. And all the hands that would raise, I would thank them for job and not forget that it's them is who we're working for. And that's the only thing that's changed is who's giving my paycheck. But all these tax dollars, they're going to good use. And believe me, the folks over here appreciate it. And it's not a day that goes by that the United States hasn't done something successful to help someone in the nation.
Well, there you can hear behind you, behind me, the noise levels coming back up as the next set of demos are beginning to start. So I'm gonna sign off with you, but we absolutely agree with you. So try to have a wonderful day over there. We are having a terrific day over here at Sun and Fun 2010, and be safe, Ben.
Every day is a good day. Call back anytime. We're here 24/7 watching out.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.